AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The owner of the Miami Marlins says ace pitcher Jose Fernandez left us much too soon. The 24-year-old and two others were killed when a boat crashed early this morning in Miami Beach. Officer Lorenzo Velaz is with Florida Fish and Wildlife.
It does appear that speed was involved due to the impact and the severity of it. It does appear to be that they were coming at full speed.
Marlins players took the news hard.
Deep in our hearts, there's a lot of pain.
Team president David Sampson says Jose Fernandez was loved on and off the field.
When the team got together and one of the first things talked about is the way Jose played and the way he was on the field. That is how these guys can honor Jose, and all of us can.
Fernandez was unsuccessful in his first three attempts to defect from Cuba and spent several months in prison. At the age of 15, he and his mother finally made it to Mexico. Fernandez became a U.S. citizen just last year. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are doing debate prep. Their first debate is tomorrow night on the campus of Hofstra University in New York. Robbie Mook is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager.
We're going to have a lot of people really tuning into this election for the first time. They're going to see these two candidates on stage. I think they are going to see that Donald Trump is unfit, unprepared, and over his head. I doubt he will have a command of the issues.
Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says the Clinton campaign is probably worried about tomorrow night.
Hillary Clinton should have been in a much better position. She's not known for her abundance of self-awareness or being nimble or resilient.
Both were on ABC's This Week. A 20-year-old man suspected of killing five people with a rifle at a Macy's makeup counter at a mall in Washington State, according to authorities, had a string of run-ins with the law in recent years, including charges he assaulted his stepfather. The man, Arkin Chaitin, was arrested last night outside Seattle. This is AP Radio News. No changes at the top in the AP College Football poll.
The top seven spots in the new Associated Press Top 25 poll are the same as last week, with Alabama leading Ohio State, Louisville, Michigan, Clemson, Houston, and Stanford. From there, things are a bit different. Jumping into the eighth spot from the 11th is Wisconsin, with Texas A&M 9th and Washington 10th. A check of the voting shows Alabama with 50 first-place nods, while Ohio State got 4, Louisville 6, and Michigan 1. LSU, which is 2-2, started the season number 5, but has now joined Notre Dame as preseason top 10 teams to fall out of the poll. This is Jack Briggs.
Today in the NFL, it is week number 3. The Buffalo Bills beat the Arizona Cardinals 33-18. Green Bay Packers beat Detroit 34-27. It was Miami over Cleveland in overtime 30-24. A late field goal lifted Baltimore over Jacksonville 19-17. Washington beat New York 29-27. The Giants. Oakland beat Tennessee 17-10. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.